be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM 620. Faction, Red Mark, Jeff, Chad, I get the Berg, CKY. Hey. Production, P-Duck, and Tim White here. Tim White, you had your good buddy come over with his girlfriend in my very house and have a house party.
I drove them.
And is what you did was when he went down to the skate park, you fucked his girlfriend twice. And then got her pregnant.
Hey. I don't know if that's my kid or not.
Got her pregnant, dude.
And you called me saying, will you be my reverend? I'm marrying her 3 days after you met her.
What? She asked me. I fell in love.
And you know what else happened?
No.
21.
Okay. Black Vamp caught him fucking. And then he goes, babe, you were just fucking him? She's like, yeah, I was. And then he goes, how come you don't moan like that when I fuck you?
He cried. He started crying.
Man, dude.
I was just like, I gotta go. I can't deal with that.
Then he punched him in the face and drove both of them home.
Well, he hit her. So I punched him in the face.
Good.
So then you drove both of them home?
Sure. Yeah, the next morning.
To go back home together?
Yeah.
And he banged her out twice?
He stole your pants and I drove them home.
He did steal my pants. There was $3,000 in it.
I gave it back to you.
And I really, really appreciate that. Dude, I was... Well, another incident happened. I lost $6,000.
Did you lose the $6,000?
What?
Did you really lose the $6,000?
Oh, big time.
Dude, I've been looking all over my fucking yard for this shit.
You know what?
Blowing in the leaves.
Honestly, if you found my $6,000 at your house, you could keep three of it.
Oh, really?
Just give me the other.
Or I could keep the whole six.
Or you put it, and then Carmel will bite you in the ass, and then your car will break down.
Carmel, she died years ago.
Carmel? Who's Carmel?
Damn, I wish I knew that deal when I found
I wouldn't take the shit.
No, I mean, you could take the $6,000, but then something bad will happen to you. Or you could just give me half.
Nah, I'm looking for it, but dude, I can't believe you. Why are you walking around with fucking $6,000?
I'm walking around with $30,000.
Not right now. You're not even walking.
Well, right now, no. It's in my jacket. I'm not wearing a jacket because I'm in my house.
Well,
you're hacky sacking what?
I have $30,000 in my pocket, and I was kicking around like a hacky sack to be a dickhead. Then I fell asleep in a pair of leaves.
That's a new lifestyle, right there.
Yeah, in Trenton, because I went to go see the Agonist play. And Chad I. Ginsburg lives across the street from Trenton.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Across the river.
Yeah.
He can see
so it. So I was like, I'll go visit Chad, yeah. And then I'll go see Agonist and Trenton. And then I fell asleep in a pair of leaves.
Hacky sack $30,000 around?
Yeah, I was kicking it around like a dickhead. Next thing you know, I count it when I wake up the next day, and there's $6,000 missing.
Oh.
You counted what? Nothing?
No, I counted $6,000 missing.
Of 30.
I have an idea of who has it.
As do I.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, you don't think so. You say you searched.
You know what? As long as it makes somebody happy, I don't care.
Of course it will. It's $6,000.
Yeah, it pisses me off.
It makes me angry because I ain't the one.
It makes me angry just thinking about it.
No, it's pissing me off.
$6,000, that's like a nice ass. No, that's like a nice ass, like... Audi used Audi.
It's more than the Sebring.
It's two Sebrings, dude.
That's two Sebrings,
two.
Man.
That's like 15 Subarus.
When he told
it's my 2000 S10.
I was like, is that why he punched a hole in your wall? And he's like, no, that's a separate incident.
Tim White would probably ask my ID four times for the $6,000. And it's all in hundos, too.
Well, maybe.
Louis actually said.
He said he would.
When he saw the stack of $30,000 in cash, I was like, Louis, what would you do for this? I was like, would you suck my dick and let me come in your mouth? He goes, dude, not only would I do that, I'll practice on a random dude just to make sure I do it good enough to make you happy.
Where is he?
Then I'm like, what if we do it live on air, like on the news? And he's like, I would just call my parents and explain the situation and say, like, hey, man, 30 grand, I need it big time. Like,
I had to suck a dick.
I had to suck a dick.
It's not worth it.
30 grand ain't worth it.
Yes, it is.
Nah.
Well, look what Chad does when I go like that. See? He can't even rub his arm.
No, I was just getting texts from girls. And I got a fucking boy touching.
Who's texting you, Chad?
Don't you worry about
say
that.
No. Say it.
Another cutie.
Well, who? Who's a cutie?
Show your photo.
Ooh, you have a photo. Let me see.
Nah. All right. Hey, well, let's do the radio
show. I won't say
show.
Who it is, man.
Well, let's do the radio show.
This is the radio show. I want to see what sexy-ass bitch you have.
What's that one? Hey, ooh. Everybody's fucking taking over. Pretty hot. I'll show you some good ones.
Pretty hot.
Oh, you know it. Big time. Too bad, just got nothing to say.
Team negative energy.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we're team negative energy.
Yeah, Jess's wife thinks we're team negative energy.
Really?
Yeah, because probably we go out and have all this kinds of fun, and the next thing you know, we're team negative energy.
Yeah, you're so negative.
Doesn't even really make any
fun.
Sense.
Yeah, how's that negative?
You guys had a kick-ass time last night. You must be bastards. I hate you.
No. We didn't have a kick-ass time. We got wasted.
Oh. Oh, well.
Which means we had a kick-ass time. But
generally.
But, you two were all wasted last night, and you were team negative energy. Team negative energy, we had a whole bunch of chicks around, and we had a fucking blast. What are you talking about? I called up Phil, and I told Phil, my dad, I was like, I'm going to
Phil, your dad? I don't know shit.
Well, I'm just telling the audience.
Yeah.
I was putting a life insurance policy out on Jess.
What?
Yeah. And I had Phil call Jess up, and Jess was like, hello? Phil's like, hey, Jess. Yeah? Do you know that Bam, like, took a life insurance policy out on you for, like, $200,000? Like, no. Well, he did recently. Like, what's that about? He's like, I don't know. He never told me about it. So then I call. So when Phil hangs up, I call Jess up. I'm like, yo, Jess, man. Hey, do you want to go, like, fishing, dude? Like, me and you alone in the woods? Me and you alone in the woods?
Some hard-to-hard brother shit.
Dude, we never went fishing together ever. I'm like, yeah, no, I just want to go, like, fishing together, me and you, in the woods, together. Alone.
Yeah? And what? Yes?
And then he was, like, really scared. And then I was like, Jess, first of all, you have 3 kids. I have none. Let me just get Scarlett, dude. Like, let me just have her. Like, you have 3 kids.
Can
like,
I have one?
Let me have Scarlett.
You've been asking for Scarlett for a long time.
Can I just have her? Why can't I? Dude, you can't just, like, have Scarlett. Like, Kelly's going to have something to say. Abe's going to have something to say. Oh, yeah. Conjo's going to have something to say.
He discussed like, it with
dude,
you. He
let me just have fucking Scarlett, dude. What the fuck?
Well, in time.
You know. In time, Mohawk's gonna get pussy because he went all the way to Lancaster
with
somebody else's car just to go get pussy that he didn't even get.
From Murray's girl?
Epic.
Murray's
fail.
Girl's roommate.
He went through Amish country to not get pussy.
Epic.
Well, I went up there to drink at this shitty bar that doesn't charge.
Why didn't
shit.
You get any?
She's a fucking super pothead, and she gets back home and just smokes all this weed and falls asleep.
Good
well,
call
just get
her
one
tell
too.
Her to come
she's
drink
asleep,
some.
You know? What the hell?
I just sat up drinking.
Maybe she banged out your buddy.
No, he hooked up with a roommate that Murray's hooking up with.
I don't know, man. Hey. Yeah, that's Murray.
She wakes up today and sitting there, made me a sandwich watching fucking shitty True TV, and it's like, so should I tell Murray that, like, I made out with him? I'm like...
She made out with a dude? Who gives a fuck?
Well,
I know.
Any girl
that's
I'm with.
I'll make out with you right now. What's the big deal?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Let me get a little lighter.
I don't put rules on girls like that.
No, I never Frenched you.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. One drunk
You
night.
Fucking Frenched Mohawk? Dude, you
everything
guys are both
is a joke.
Fucking gay.
Okay.
Mohawk
okay,
French
whatever.
Me.
I guess.
I Frenched
Why
Timmy
is there a hot ass Australian yeah. upstairs?
That's
naked?
True. All right, bye then.
Bye what?
I don't know, buy yourself $6,000 worth of denial.
Buy me $6,000 worth of cash back.
Oh.
Dude, fucking about, hey. About no, bummed out. You know what upsets me is the fact that I need, like, closure. You know what I mean?
To the
like,
$6,000.
Like, at least if you knew that somebody...
Yeah, like I don't want...
You
want to
know what
no,
the fuck
No, I definitely want it back, for sure. Listen but I know that I'm not going to have that. But I want to have closure. I want to know what the fuck happened. Like, did I fall in the leaves and it fell out in there, and then somebody found it and they were like, "Yay!"
Some trollop.
Or did
it was
I
all rubber band?
Or did I get out of the car at the gas station and then it fell out everywhere?
When's the last time you remember? Because you were pretty wasted at the house. We attempted a radio show that went nowhere.
Yeah, because I got an argument, but never mind that.
We did 3 minutes of the show, and then you said an hour later, "So how was the show?" No.
Yeah.
We did 3 minutes, but
you then I put a hole in your wall.
You did. You punched a hole.
How much is that going to cost?
That's at the production.
No, you're going to charge me extra. I'll call
$6,000. No. It's going to cost like $40. You got to get spackle.
But that's not your time.
That isn't my time. It's not $6,000.
Well, I just gave him 50 now.
That was his 50 from Stevens.
I could have not told him that.
It's true.
I mean, happy
holidays. I thought it was a low offer on the wall.
I'm an honest guy.
Yeah,
no,
you are.
That's what she
guy.
Gave,
yeah.
dude.
That's
and
happy
I put it in my pocket. I was like, yeah.
Christine Stevens.
I knew that
Detroit,
it's not mine.
Flint.
I was just like, I was trying to remember that it was.
I need $6,000.
Yeah, thank you, Christine from Flint.
Yeah,
she sent
Michigan.
Me a Christmas present. That's pretty awesome.
She sent me a sweet hundo.
Oh yeah.
She didn't send production nothing.
She a fan sent you $100.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Put it in the $6,000 fund. Now you only lost $5,900.
I don't understand.
Maybe if you sign up for a credit card, be like, "Bam Margera, I need $6,000 cash back," and then it makes up for it.
I mean, I'm glad to have it, but I just don't understand.
She sent Novak anything?
No, not this time.
Where is that dude?
I hate him.
Well, it's a weekday, so he's not
it seems
in jail.
Like you haven't felt so great about him.
Yeah, he wrecked my car into a. Even nicer car that was parked. That was the professor of the Westchester University.
Terrible.
$80,000 worth of damage, and then my insurance went up 30%, all because of him. Like, he's entertaining. He's great. I love him. But like, he's not worth 80 grand of me of him hanging around me. Like,
no.
Like, if he's right here next to me, like, and I have to pay 80 grand for his entertainment, not worth it.
Yeah. For 80 grand, you could almost get anybody to do whatever the fuck you want.
I get fucking
Louis
Janet
for
Jackson
30.
To suck my dick.
I mean, that's $74,000.
Dude, Janet Jackson would be sucking my dick for 80
maybe
grand.
Maybe LaToya.
Whitney Houston will do it for crack.
Tito.
Tito would suck my dick for 80 grand.
What else he had?
Everybody would suck my dick for 80 grand.
Not
you
me.
Got, dude,
nah,
80,000. P-Duck.
Nope.
If I had 80 grand and it was a hundos this high, you know how much shit you could get with that? You could give it to so many girls and make them all happy
what
and
if
shit.
Bam said he wouldn't
you
tell anybody?
Fuck, no, you could fuck like 80 girls over all that just for you sucking my dick.
We discussed
dude, lower
the
your
R8,
zipper. I'll do it now.
The R8 was like 168,000 and we discussed you would be able to suck my dick and I said, all right.
Chad.
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that P-Dog wouldn't suck my dick for $80,000?
I don't know.
A hundred's this high.
It's not my mouth.
I don't,
you totally
don't
would. You'd do it for 30.
No, Louis would do it for 30.
Would you do it
after? Louis would do it for no. two.
Would you do it after
grand,
an STD test?
And get a t-shirt that
what
says,
if he had
I suck
a clean bill of health. Bam shows me a clean bill of health
yeah.
that says, here's $80,000. Will you suck it?
Chad, 80 grand like, would you yeah. suck my dick?
Hell fucking
no.
No,
I'm just not.
P-Duck would.
No, Louis would. Louis would do it.
What if I had a blindfold on
times.
And I wasn't watching?
You watching?
I don't think that matters.
It's a dick going in my
what if
eye
you had a, what if you had a blindfold on? I had a blindfold on.
No, maybe you could suck my dick for $80,000.
That,
see,
would that's not happening because you don't have it.
No, I would let you pay me $80,000 to suck my dick.
See, that wouldn't happen.
I know. That's I don't care if you do the sucking. I'm not gonna.
No,
do
honestly, for real. Like, would you pass up 80 grand this high?
Yeah,
what if you were fucking wasted on fucking whipped cream vodka?
Do you know how much 80 grand?
Dude, whipped cream vodka.
If you just suck my dick and then I give you 80 grand, you could have a fucking Porsche Panamera. Panorama.
I don't
you own one, you can't pronounce
I don't
it.
Panorama.
Like
a panoramic, yeah.
Panorama.
I don't like that car.
Porsche Panorama.
Well, cool. You could have whatever.
I could have a lot, but I mean, it's just. I
oh, you really wouldn't
would,
do that?
I wouldn't suck a dick.
It's not
no.
like you want
and
him
why
to do it, though. You just want
to. What if you went to the dentist and numbed up your mouth so your mouth couldn't feel the dick?
It's not like it's going to happen. I'm just talking about the principle.
Yeah, I would never do it, no.
The pleasure principle, Jim.
But the thing is, like.
I would do it.
It's like, what guy is. What straight male really wants to offer another straight male 80 grand to do it shock
well,
value like
I,
look at this guy
I would
do
it
gay,
I'd do it to anyone here
you remember
I'd suck everybody's dick for 80 grand
Everybody? If
you don't even need the 80 grand.
It's hey, piece of skin.
Do you remember production got 15 bucks to go trade his fucking dirty underwear and socks to a dude in fucking New Hope?
It was $32.
And he spent more in the gas to go get the fucking...
No, it was $32, and I gave him a cup of piss.
Dude, Novak that sucked is Bulger's on its dick way. For $38.
Chad, you know damn well if there's 80 grand sitting right here, you'd suck my fucking dick.
Me? Yeah. No, definitely not.
Not you. I don't. I didn't say you.
No, I wouldn't. But production, if you didn't...
You can get a sweet-ass fucking car around
there. I understand.
Dude, you can record
over 10 minutes of sucking a dick?
And the thought goes through my mind, but it's like, I'm sucking a dick. It's
yeah,
be a
10
lot more
minutes
money
later, you have a sweet-ass car that's free.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you're not gay. And it's
people
like
gay people.
I'm sure
everyone
they
loves. They like gay people.
I mean, it's like
girls.
Like,
even
like,
girls like gay
it's like,
people.
Dude, I had to do a lewd act.
Gay BFF. That's the new thing.
I knew a straight guy that sucked dick for crack one time, and he did it for $5. So I mean, I'm a straight guy, and if I do it for $80, that's like.
So you're telling me right now that you're gonna pass up $80,000 to suck a dick?
I probably, but I mean, stick the 80 grand in front of me.
Dude, stick the cock in my mouth because I want the 80 grand.
Has any successful rapper
ever sucked a dick
ever
for 80
sucked
grand?
A dick?
There's the rumor of the gay rapper out there.
Who's which that? One?
Yeah, I don't you know what?
Ryan
people
Austin
would,
Green.
People would start talking about that.
They'd be like, holy shit.
You'd be more well known.
I mean, it costs $50,000 to start up your own like company. So
all news
I'd
is good
news. I'd be
30
grand ahead. And I could start up my own rap. Like, label.
Oh, that's a
like,
good idea.
Oh, hey, look, he started his own rap label off of sucking a dick.
You're going to have to suck, too, if you fucking do
you
that with
just,
your money.
You could just only sign gay rappers.
That might work.
That's dude, that's an untouched
I need a
market.
Homo Thug album.
Just call your label the download.
No, Homo Thug album.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. The download label, you know. We're doing it on the down low. And then, like, in the background, all, like, the instruments, like...
Deep Throat Records.
Deep Throat Records. Chaz I.
Is there a gay record label?
A gay record label.
I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't know.
No.
Is there?
I mean, probably.
Maybe we could start one.
Whatever all those emo bands came out on.
Club music.
Yeah.
Chaz.
Yo.
Blood on Gang.
It's Chad.
No, Chaz.
My boy Dave calls
who
me Chaz.
Who started that Chaz? Oh, the
Dave
fucking...
Dave Dale from Restricted.
The chick at the John and Peter's. I let her call me Chaz for fucking a year and a half.
And then we thought it was funny, and now it's stuck with you.
Oh, great.
So, Blood on Gang, new song.
Blood on Gang.
Words for represent Pennsylvania.
No, but is this new?
Radio Band 52, Series 28, 28 Faction.
It's XM 52,
I know, it's all confusing
faction.
And shit. What the fuck? Figure it out.
That was 28 and 54.
Hey, can I ask you a question about this Blood on Gang song?
Yes.
Is there a new Blood on album?
No, they only put out songs at a time now.
That is smart.
It is smart.
It's quicker.
Well, I saw his house, so he must be smart.
It's on Show Us Your Hits.
Well, Jimmy Pop's a smart fucking dude.
Show us your tits.
Nah, show us your hits, but there's a picture of a girl with tits.
All right, so this is a new Bloodhound Gang song. Is it out yet?
Bloodhound Gang?
Gang.
it just came out, yes.
Okay, great. Here it is. What's it called?
Rock and Roll.
Woo.
What's it called?
Rock and Roll.
Is it called Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Come on, I have to tell Sirius.
It's called
in all serious.
It's like Snooki Yuki or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh really?
Radio Bam Suits on the fact that you can take a look at the cover. Lobster. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, it's because you make me turn all the music
dude,
up.
Well, dude, Sears 28 Faction, man. What the fuck?
I know. Faction.
Chad Ginsburg, C.K. White, Red Mohawk, Tim White.
This is the last show of 2010, Van Van.
What does that mean?
It's just the last show until next year.
Wow.
Well, what does that mean?
What do you think about 2010 as a wrap-up in your idea? How did you think about this year? You've been nothing but busy with Jackass 3.
That's too deep for me.
It's not deep. It's fucking the end of the year.
Fucking
it's the same
deep,
shit
dude.
Everybody fucking
dude,
talks
year
about.
Year in review.
You've been this busy. Time fucking year deep. In review.
Dude, I've been on autopilot. I've been like, honestly, I've been in like every European country and every Canadian
province.
Province town that you can imagine.
We're going back there, dude.
Yeah, I'll get back, but like,
good.
Like when I got home, I literally slept for 3 days straight.
You're lucky.
Bianca slept for 4 days straight. I thought she had a problem. I called the ambulance.
Dude, the paramedics come. They're like trying to find out what's wrong with her. They're like, Bianca, what day of the week is it? All of us just look at each other like, dude, she wouldn't know that anyway.
They actually said that. They're like, what day is today? I'm like, dude.
Good God.
She wouldn't know that if she
none
was
of us in this room know that. No.
I know. And it's true.
Everyone that was there like, just looked around like, the room like,
honestly,
Tuesday?
What yeah, day right. do you
Thursday?
I think it's Wednesday.
Thursday.
What day? It is Thursday?
Yeah. Oop.
Is it Thursday?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I think so.
It could be Wednesday.
No, it's Friday.
No, it's Thursday.
No, it's Friday. Is it?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Time is
cool.
Tomorrow's Friday.
I had a better time on a Wednesday night than I thought.
Yeah.
It is possible, you know.
2010, it is what it is.
It was what it is. What it was, what it was.
It was what it was.
2011.
So speaking about me losing $6,000.
No.
The only way I can look at it is, dude, there must be some happy motherfucker out there.
Did you take it to the Agonist concert and pass out in the fucking leaves with
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I really wish you fucking dropped it in my fucking yard. I was fucking freezing.
Like
it's so cold on top of the fucking mountain.
Dude,
the leaves
picture
are
how
in
happy.
Circles.
Like,
just waiting for a tornado.
Just picture, all right, Trenton is like a getaway area.
Ghetto is fucked.
Picture some fucking homeboy walking down the street.
And find 6 G's.
Plan on
in
going
a
home.
Fucking rubber
Next
band.
Next thing you know, he sees a rubber band full of $6,000. He's probably the happiest motherfucker on earth. He probably bought the greatest gifts for his
He
kids.
Didn't buy shit.
No,
he put it in his pocket, didn't tell nobody because he doesn't want to get in trouble for finding $6,000, so he's still sitting on it.
No, he probably tried to go buy drugs and
well,
get
I
rolled.
I had it, but now it's in my system.
He probably got robbed right after he found it. He was all happy, like, I just found $6,000.
So last
like,
time we checked, you found $6,000.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Well, where is it?
Oh, it's in my system.
The guy in Trenton probably got robbed right after he found it.
It was.
Dude, that's going to piss me off for a long time. Like, I lost a $40,000 watch one time in Finland, and I think about that all the time. I'm like, that's like a nice-ass car, dude. Like,
that's a house in the hood.
And I just happened to be rushed to the airport and happened to forget it. I was taking a shower. I took it off.
Where was it? At the hotel?
Yeah, in
Why
the bathroom.
You get it?
Because I called when the plane was taken off, and they said, we don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah,
Lupe of course has not.
Ooh, Lupe.
Like, I was like, I know for a fact that my $40,000 watch is in the bathroom because I took it off to get a shower, and I was in a rush to go to the airport, and then as soon as I sat down, which is where I'm at now on the airplane,
was it
you have my watch.
What was the resale on the watch?
Resale?
Yeah, that's what it's worth.
$40,000.
You can't sell it for what you bought it for. That's what the fucking
Well, whatever. $35,000.
$20,000.
All right, $30,000. Whatever.
If it's anything like your fucking Mercedes, it was worth $15,000 max.
What? Oh, come on. No, but Source. Like it was a $40,000 watch, dude.
That sucks.
Why would a watch go down in value?
Because you bought it as jewelry, and then you can only get scrap value for the diamonds and gold and everything. You won't get it as like 24 karat gold or platinum.
Yeah, but what
like
if
that.
The diamonds fade out?
Yeah, yeah, I guess it doesn't
No, it's sold
up.
As jewelry.
Like,
it's sold
it probably has a higher resale.
Jewelry's jewelry.
Yeah, but you would have to sell it.
Just like fucking Tim White's
like
dermal.
Big collectible watches.
Look at Tim White's dermal,
They
Jack.
Could. I mean, that's a pocket watch from like...
He's got a fucking teardrop dermal
ripper.
I thought that was a fucking mole.
No, it's a dermal.
Aaron Neville.
That's good.
I was drunk.
You were? Yeah. What a surprise.
Is it blue? What color?
No, it's black.
He used to have a baby blue one.
I did have a blue one.
Tim, what's that tattoo you have on your fucking groin?
The monkey.
You
Spank.
Call it?
Spank the monkey.
Wait, it's a monkey. It's actually a monkey attached to his dick.
So the monkey has a big ass fucking dick and balls. Now we're gonna see it.
Did you see this? I thought it was bigger the last time.
No, you did. Girls suck that.
Oh yeah, all the time.
See, Love like
it. All the time.
Like Louis has like pizza party tattooed on the side of his leg, right near his dick, and it has a slice of pizza, a can of root beer, a 40-ounce niggy.
Ketchup.
And then ketchup, and then fries. Like, it's who? What girl wants to like SSD? And
oh,
be
dude,
all
he
like,
shows him it right away.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you be like too busy laughing or thinking it's all silly to even bother sucking his dick?
Yeah, he's goofy enough.
And
it just means
that's
he's
his only tattoo.
It's kind of funny, I guess. Who talked him into getting it?
I drew it.
Ah, okay.
Well, that's
he's
what
ready
he,
to suck your dick, so I think that's
a
start.
As a matter of fact, when this radio show is done, a tattoo artist is showing up tonight.
What is he getting?
Getting my neck done.
Apparently, I'm supposed to get Danny Filth from Cradle of Filth on my elbow up here.
Cradle of Filth.
No, I don't have the
space on your arm left.
Not only that, I don't feel like dealing with elbow pain right now.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, I just want to relax. I'd rather see Mohawk get something.
Relax, yeah. What are you going to get, Mohawk?
That him logo on my neck, like right
here.
Well,
quit talking about it. Be about it.
Why not a Plasmatic logo? That's a mohawk on a skull.
It sounds like too many letters.
No, the fucking logo.
What's the logo?
It's a skull with a fucking mohawk.
Show me.
Plasmatics was like the first fucking white rock.
Yo,
band.
Play that in Incest song.
Okay.
Incest song?
No.
That Incest song.
In Excess.
Can you play that song?
I put it on. It's one of my. I don't really love In Excess, but I like this tune. I put it on because Bianca's from Australia.
Yeah.
And we were.
This is a really good song. I think this is one of their best.
Probably. I don't have any others.
I'm not a big In Excess fan either, but this fucking song is great, man.
Yeah, if you listen to them In Excess, they get kind of boring.
You got it rock and rolling?
I got it rock and rolling.
Here we go. Oh, he jacked himself off and then killed himself. Here we go.
It's called Don't Change.
Just like David Carradine.
Who?
David Carradine.
I know that. Just play this shit.
Silence is deafening.
Oh, yeah. Michael Hutchins.
Sin.
Michael Hutchins. Is it? Yeah. I thought it was Hutchins.
I think it's Hutchinson.
Well, either way, this is Radio Babe. She's doing the facts with Chad I. Ginsburg, P. Duck, Tim White, and fucking Red Mohawk Jeff.
Red Mohawk Jeff.
Who didn't get any pussy going all the way to fucking Lancaster, Amishville.
I got pussy lined up for tonight.
What happened to the girl from the Afterworld video?
Oh, the biggest cock tease on the planet? Fuck her. Sure.
You think so?
Why?
Dude, every time she was over, it'd be like, she'd be hanging all over me. Oh, I miss you.
Why are you laughing, Chad? Because you fucked her?
No.
Dude, I pray you did. At least somebody fucked her.
Well, he's laughing.
Somebody did fuck her. She's got two kids.
Nobody laughed like that.
Exactly. Dude, and then at like 4 in the morning, she'd be like, oh, I have to go exchange cars with my grandmother. At 4 o'clock in the fucking morning.
Oh, my God. What an excuse.
What a whore.
What is she doing?
And then she'd come back the next night.
Well, old ladies do get up early.
Well,
dude, honestly, I'm telling you, lies is what people don't want to hear in relationships.
No, like, it's not. That's what they want to hear is lies.
No, they don't want to hear lies, dude.
Truth
Bam's
is the way
made
to go,
a good
dude.
Thing. About, I don't know how Bam does it, but he fucking tells the truth about fucking everything.
Yeah, I know. I handed her to you.
He gets his fucking way. I don't know.
Like, honestly, I don't know why I'm saying this to the air, but like, I'm dating like 6 girls right now, and they're not too fond about like.
You post them all over the internet. It's no surprise.
Yeah, it's no surprise. Facebook puts everything everywhere, so I don't give a fuck. But.
Or Ryan G.
It's just like, so you're...
G-Money.
You were in Amsterdam and Finland and Berlin? Yeah. With some girl named Bianca? Yes. You know, and it's like, oh, you were in San Francisco with a girl named Nikki B? Yes. Oh, you were in L.A. with a girl named Rebecca? Yes. And
like, I would name them all, though.
But, like, I don't say, like, oh, I was just, like, hanging around with me and Mohawk. We were, like, shopping around, like, for Christmas presents. No.
I was in Westchester with a dude named Louie.
Well, I think that for most
she
guys...
She needs to exchange cars at 4 in the morning with her fucking grandma.
That's bullshit.
Like,
that
say,
is the most certified bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
If you didn't see
that at that point...
Dude, she fucked me the first
night she
met me.
I need to exchange cars at 4 in the morning. You're
maybe,
a liar.
Maybe she fucked you the first night she met you. Maybe you just weren't that good.
Well, I don't care about that. Say
you
I wasn't that
fucking
good.
You suck at fucking.
You suck at fucking.
Say that then.
Was your mohawk up or down?
She was on.
Well,
on,
Black
on,
Vampire
next,
said
on,
that he,
on,
moan,
the next.
He made her
dude,
his girlfriend
no.
moan louder.
She fucked me the first night I met her, and then the second night she hangs out. She's like, all my friends are giving me shit for like fucking you the first night, so I want to see if you can just lay here. Like, you can't go back from already being a whore and then try and be a nice girl. Like, it doesn't work.
Maybe the height of your mohawk made your dick look small.
Oh.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. You know.
Got a big mohawk.
It's time to get a trim
mohawk.
When my mohawk overshadows my dick.
Maybe if you had a dick mohawk, just full of dicks on the top of your head, you could get it in like a fucking couple times. Wait, tattoo a dick mohawk on your fucking shoulder.
Dick mohawk.
Hey, what's that right there?
That's Dan will draw
that's
it, dude.
Dick mohawk.
Oh, I bet
it's
he
a
will.
Fucking mohawk full of fucking hard-ons.
You know what I realized, though? I like mohawk being at the mall with me because everybody stares at his mohawk, yeah. But nobody even looks at me.
Yeah.
Dude, we've
I
been
realize
out,
that.
We've been out at the bar and people will come up and be like, hey, can I take a picture with
as
you?
As soon as you left, everybody's like, holy shit, it's Bam. Holy shit, it's Bam. Holy shit, it's Bam.
They don't even
and,
know
and
him.
And then when Mohawk's
like,
around, it's like,
right
look at that
me.
Big red mohawk. And then they don't even look at me. I'm like, yeah, dude, hang around more often.
I'm a yeah. shield.
Yeah, like a fucking giant rooster.
Red mohawk, rat him out. Rat him out.
Froghorn Leghorn.
He does
I'm for weddings.
He's available for weddings.
Leghorn over here.
Bachelorette parties.
Be my manager now?
I am Adam Bernard.
I'm Novak's manager.
Is Novak getting any gigs? Is he in jail? I mean, I know.
Fuck him.
Well, apparently there's been him. Free Novak t-shirts made.
That's
not
going to
make him
anymore. Let me buy one.
Well, I
but the international site is Free Wheezy.
Can't wait to buy one.
I said, why the hell would anybody buy a shirt? Because Nohawk's always Novak's always
Nohawk. Nohawk when he shaves it off.
Nohawk. Nohawk Novak's always Nohawk.
When you shave
anyway.
Your head, it's Nohawk.
Nohawk Jeff.
Nohawk Jeff. Novak's always naked. Who wants to buy a shirt off him?
Dude, I've seen his dick more than I've seen my own.
Nudie Novak.
I probably have a gig worth
it. P-Duck, I know this damn well for $80,000 you'd suck my dick.
As you bring this back up, no, I would not suck a dick for $80,000.
What about Novak?
You're dumb if
you
don't.
Feel it.
I wouldn't be dumb. I'd be straight. But If
$1 million in cash stacked up right here.
I'd suck a dick for $1 million.
All right, $500,000.
Yes.
Probably around five. Yeah. That,
well,
that.
You see a stack of money, you see a little bit less
grand,
stack.
80 grand isn't even $100,000.
$100,000,
like,
then.
No, I don't think I could do it for $100,000. Half a mil, like, yeah.
Do you get a house over all this?
Yeah, I would.
Over
and I would get a lot of
for
flack
10
too.
Fucking
I
lousy minutes.
I probably get even more famous off it. And people, I probably could sell some shit.
You'd
to
be
like
the guy
something.
That sucked Bam's
suck
dick.
Suck Bam's.
I already have all that, and I'd suck everybody's dick to get $100,000. Money's money.
Everybody was.
I don't care if you're Bill Gates. I don't care if you're a hobo on the street. Money is money. 80 grand is 80 grand to everybody. I'd suck everybody's dick here.
Bam, you want to hear this message?
Whip him out.
Bam, you want to hear?
Oh shit! Okay.
So fucking disappointed.
Oh no!
Want to hear?
This is Angela McCoy from Hanoi Rocks.
Dude, it's mean.
She's mad at me.
Listen.
Let's see.
Hey, Bam, it's Angela and Andy calling. It's 5:32 p.m. on Wednesday. We are so fucking pumped that you didn't even call. Well, you never informed me that you were us that you were coming anyway. But the way that you can't even drop an email, Andy and I are just very. Well, who? What are you?
I don't
fucking,
have a computer.
You fucking shit doesn't smell, you motherfucker. I'm pissed off at you now, Bam. So thanks a fucking lot. Thank God we didn't show up yesterday, you know? UC69 didn't even fucking tell me. I don't even if you pick up right now.
Was this happening?
We're very, very disappointed. And Andy, it's a different thing. Call Andy anytime, but don't bother calling me. Thanks for the ring and everything. Ciao.
You didn't even go, though.
Should we play this?
I couldn't go because Bianca was in a hospital for 3 fucking days.
Received Monday, December 20th.
So they're
dehydration,
mad
exhaustion,
so
and
many
fucking concussion, dude.
You're mad, or they're mad that you didn't go.
What up, little motherfucker? I saw how Philly won. Wow. Wow. Oh, I mean, oh,
Jesus Christ.
Who's that?
Andy McCoy.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
if you follow the Falcon, you will find the truth.
Talking shit about Philly?
Therefore,
I don't know.
Just keep staying astute. Bye-bye.
What
the fuck was that?
I'm telling you, I get more and more.
Well, let me hear another.
All right, they're coming.
Stage message from 3-4-0-3-7-2-2.
Chad blocking out
Saturday,
the number.
December 18th at 11:50 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
Bama, 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 bama. Merry Christmas to you. Bama, 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 bama,
it's actually kind of annoying.
Why is this person have your number?
Because I'm tattooed on my arm. He's my favorite ever. But like, you know, when somebody's sick at the hospital, you can't like answer the phone. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, my buddy's in the hospital.
Production's buddy got stabbed 6 times or something.
4 times in the hospital with a coma.
Over what?
Breaking up a fight in Philly. Prayers go out to Nick Peralta.
You know what, Chad? I figured that they would like know more than anybody else. Like, I'm in gypsy mode, dude. I float around. I go from town to town.
Well, they're not.
Like,
70.
Like, the last thing that I'm going to do is, like, charge a bunch of money to my hotel phone calling Finland. Like, if I'm in Finland. Yeah, like, if I'm there and we chill. But, like, I'm not going to, like, you know, if, wherever I'm at is who I chill with.
We miss you. Andy's out. I miss you like hell. Wish you were here with us having a blast. Yellow style.
This is before the
okay.
Meme message.
Such a busy or something. Call, whatever, just whatever. Hey, the pictures are, all right, since you know.
Bravo.
What was that?
Merry Christmas to Finland.
Pictures I sent you.
Yo, Chad, do you know how to check my voicemail?
Yeah.
How?
Mohawk has a BlackBerry.
Mohawk.
I have an iPhone.
We'll try. Just do you know how to do it?
Press one. Hold it down.
Hold it. Well, here, you do it.
You do it. I'm not.
Hi, Dan. It's Angela. I'm Andy calling. It's Sunday. Wow, it's already the 12th. Anyhow, yeah, it looks like we're not going to see you. 2 days late.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't make it.
It's okay, Bam around the roof. Enjoy your Christmas and everything. Oh. And Andy's kind of pissed. Just give us a ring or an email.
All right, let's check my messages.
He just did.
Well, I don't know why they keep calling my phone.
Press, wait.
Your best way out of that one is say you're calling Chad's phone.
Press 9 for what?
To see.
Press 0.
Press 0 for what?
It's an automated. She doesn't hear you.
Well, oh.
Dude, what about the old guy?
Come on, let her talk.
Phone number 6 1 0 9 7 5 3. Received December 6 at 10:36 a.m.
I never checked my message ever.
Hey, Bam, it's Philip. I was just calling to see how the we're going. I think you either have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, or Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off.
I don't care, Phil.
Just call skip and check it. In.
That's
so
7. No.
What's the race?
9? 7.
7.
7.
Press 4.
Who's never checked their messages before?
Next message. I mean, from...
That means don't leave him a message.
Yeah. 0256 1720. Received December 6 at 7:30.
Oh, get on with it, woman.
I just called to let you know it's not all about the butthole pleasures. And I'm trash faced, please.
Who's this?
I'm sure I just let you know.
Who is that?
Probably. Markill.
Who?
Oh, some jerk.
Boring.
Seriously, what a waste of time.
What a waste of my fucking messages. You would suck a dick.
He would suck a dick. I ain't sucking a dick.
Everybody here would suck a dick for 80 grand except Chad.
Yeah,
why does he get excluded?
Because he's a homophobe.
I'm not a homophobe.
Go ahead and try to rub his leg. Gets all.
I'm just not sucking a dick.
Number
310. I could lick a pussy for fucking free. 60.
I'd lick a pussy for free.
Well, you wouldn't like a pussy at all. You don't fucking do that.
I don't enjoy it, but I will.
To replay,
learn to enjoy it.
Boring.
If you don't enjoy it, you probably
next
enjoy dick.
No.
From phone number 2.
Yeah.
December 14th.
Are we doing the whole message? It's probably 300.
I'm checking them all.
Why?
Why not?
Bam, this is Chuck. Avenue
Chuck
number.
Trees.
Who the fuck is Chuck?
It's Chuck Trees.
I like Chuck Trees.
0499.
Whoa.
Can you skip? Skip.
9.
9 saves.
Message erased.
I don't know what, now I don't know what Chuck wanted.
His new number, I have it.
Okay, cool.
Call me up and I give you some details regarding your flight
Andy.
Ticket and I have my whole deal for you.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. It's all taken care of. All you need to do is
you suck blood. All you need to do is suck blood.
Next message.
So
phone number 3.
Whoa.
p.m.
Hey, Bam. I just talked to Showtime. And
what?
A message for you.
Showtime the stutter.
Oh, it's just Showtime.
Four.
Yeah, I want to press 4.
No, that wasn't Showtime. Somebody said he just
hey,
talked.
Bam! I just talked to Showtime.
Oh, it's Johnny Knoxville.
Showtime.
It's Knoxville.
One message for you. All right.
He's still in character.
I'm checking all my messages.
Really?
Next message.
I don't care.
It's your show, man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to me check my messages for the first time in 1 year.
December 16th at 2:08 a.m.
Hey, Ben, it's Caleb. It is 4
Caleb
o'clock
in Nashville.
We woke him up with fireworks the other morning.
Oh, I almost lit my house on fire.
Louie and I had to go entertain
him
in Philadelphia.
We shot Roman candles at him when he was sleeping, and a Roman candle landed on his blanket, and it caught up in flames like a goddamn, like a full-blown, like, up in flames, and I'd like stop, drop, and roll on the goddamn thing.
That's it. Only if you're on fire.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll into the fire.
Jump, roll in the fire.
Roll over this fire. Don't put it out.
Next message.
We're just checking Bam's messages.
Received December 17th at 01 p.m.
What's up, Bam? It's Yussi. Give me a text when you have a second. Don't be invited.
They're all very entertaining.
Well, you can always add it.
Next no. message.
Then don't!
Phone number 81827. Received December 17th at 5:57 p.m.
Damn, what's up, man? It's your boy, man. We kicked it with Supreme from the Wu-Tang Clan.
What?
And my boy Michael. So I just want to see how you guys are doing.
What?
I've seen you guys since the premiere that night, and we all kicked it. So, you know, just...
Oh, I know it is Supreme.
I know you guys are busy, but call me, man. Come kick it with your boy sometime.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Nice to see you. Gonna get a
you're hanging Supreme with Wu-Tang. Well, yeah, what's going on?
Supreme came up and rapped at a CKY show. I don't even know if Supreme was in the Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Production, did you translate that?
Yeah, it was well, thanks.
Hey, this is my number.
Chad was jamming with Schooly D.
Fucking kick flip this shit, cunt. I'm freaking your ass, you fucking rich faggot. You think you're fucking bad, but you're a fucking cunt. I'll freaking your fucking ass. You think you're cool, cunt. With a lightning strike in it. Oi, I fucked your chick's asshole so many times, cunt. What? Oi, I'll put you on the job, cunt.
That's...
I have an idea who that is.
It's Bianca's boy.
Who wants to get it going?
I've got no respect for you, you know why? Because I'm Tommy Gunn, and I'm Ozzy Champ. I am Ozzy Champ, and you're nothing, cunt, because you're a fucking immigrant, cunt.
I'm an immigrant?
Hey, fuck you, go kangaroo the fuck out, pussy.
I'm saving that. How do I say that?
Nine.
Yeah, that's that deleted.
I'm an immigrant.
Yeah. Yeah, what does that guy want to get kangarooed on? The fuck?
Hey, Bam there. You better fuck right off, idiot. I'm going to punch your face in, you little same fucking gin-squeezing cunt.
Like, I haven't had that done before.
That ain't a knife.
You're going to fucking punch your ass in, you're going to
miss some few. I'm terrified.
You're going to get busted straight up, you cunt there. Yeah. You're going to be using your millions to flick your teeth, but fucking get a fast list. Yeah,
it sounds like an abbo.
I think a comedian.
You're going to get a fast lift.
Okay.
Stop here. Get a McDonald's. Save your money. God. Get a plane ticket.
That's a fucking asshole. I'm going to put you to the ring piece there, but you're going to get fucked up, bro.
This guy blows.
Save your face, cut you a fat, faggoty looking cat. You let looking fucking around here, boss. You'll get fucked up. Yeah, this footy player, young cunt, for you, Brad. Am I gonna lift your cunt and fucking smack you out of hand, cunt?
What the fuck? No wonder this girl left. Whoa! Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna stop you fucking faggoty cunt.
Fucking sick.
You fucking sick cunt. You think you're fucking killing it? I'll fucking...
I didn't say I'm killing
him.
I don't care.
Who
said I'm killing it? You said
let me fucking chin you, you fucking faggoty looking dog.
Yeah, he's fucking your girlfriend. That's why you're so mad. Because I'm fucking your girlfriend.
I'm fucking your girlfriend. I'm gonna blow on your fucking head.
I'm fucking your girlfriend. I'm fucking your girlfriend. I'm fucking your girlfriend. I win. The end of the story, I win. I fucked your girlfriend.
Fucking pan. It hurt myself. And I'm cool, man.
Oh, yeah, you're cool. Wasting your time talking to me on the fucking message.
Is that it?
You're the shit?
Wait.
Nine.
That? Bam.
Nine.
Bam. Can you please send that guy?
Battery too low for
can you
radio
please send that guy $100 for his roaming
Jesus
charges?
Christ. You hear the messages I've been getting from Paul?
He sounds like a fucking 80-year-old Australian woman.
He's a moron.
Why did he say he's going to crush him with his nutsack?
She needs a mic. Can you pass
What's
that
What's wrong with Paul? Paul's about to get beat on with the heat on.
Dude, he sounds like such a fucking jerk off.
I thought he'd sound way tougher.
He did not sound tough.
He doesn't even make sense.
I can't hear
him. Not again. I mean,
put the mic on.
Philly's only right around the corner. I mean,
he says he's got pictures of your ringworm or some shit. What did he say? Ring wing?
I got pictures.
Ring wing.
I don't know. Wing ring?
I don't know. He called me a bunch of names.
He called you a fucking cunt.
Then you start going, wah.
Did you hear it?
Oh, man.
He kept telling me I'm killing it. I never claimed I was killing it.
You are killing it.
Yeah.
Well, I never claimed that.
Well, kill it. Fuck it. That guy's not killing it. He's thinking about who is.
Bianca, he's about to go hate fuck you directly. After
did you hear these messages?
Just to spite it.
I checked my message for the first time in 1 year.
You thought the text messages were funny. That's fucking Mel Gibson on fucking
there's still grandma more, crack. There's Mel still Gibson. More left. My battery died. From Paul.
Why does he have your phone? Oh, he has your phone number.
I think Bianca would Paul suck a dick for $80,000?
Yeah.
He would.
She'd suck a dick for free.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking me. Faggot.
I know he's licked a tip.
He licked a tip?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. He's about to feel a fist. Does he want to feel a fist?
He's in Australia production.
Hey.
We're not flying there. And he's could. A fucking, he's a fighter.
He's a boxer, dude.
He's like
what? Kangaroos?
No, like a boxer.
Is he
boxer.
Kangaroos?
Yeah, no, like a real boxer.
What is he like?
A real fighter,
and he's undefeated.
What, yeah, how, and where?
What class of weight does
where?
He fight in?
In Australia.
He fights as a super featherweight.
Well, he's a featherweight.
Yeah,
he's a fucking fairing fat.
Yeah, but he still wins.
7 kilos.
He wins too.
How many pounds is that?
I don't give a fuck.
The best fighters in the world come out of Philly. Come on.
57 kilos.
Okay, he's 120 pounds.
He's a fucking featherweight who wins boxing competitions. Okay, so you could probably beat him up. I don't know.
He's undefeated by other 120-pound dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't care.
I'm a beast on the streets.
Well, don't let it bother you, dude. That shit was hilarious.
I thought it was kind of funny, too.
There's still more if you charge my phone.
Oh, I forgot. I found a fucking charger for your phone at my house.
Crush his nutsack.
Banger, what's going on, dude?
They're clearly old.
They're definitely old. That was from
what's his problem?
3 weeks ago.
I don't know. How do I know?
That you're
because I'm be, fucking you.
Well, it could be that you stole her for about 2.5 months.
I didn't
months
steal.
Now.
He broke up with her. Dude.
Took her all over the
because
fucking world.
His
something
ego
he'll never
was,
be able to do.
Bianca's exactly. Passport has but no more room in it.
Shut
it's
up.
True, kind of. No, he has a point.
Okay, what?
No, he's right.
Bianca's passport has no more room to even stamp
yeah,
shit. She's
yeah.
been fucking everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, honestly, everywhere. Like,
seriously. Yeah.
Like, I've been to more towns this past 2 months, man. Like, I slept for 3 days straight. And she slept for four. I got scared. I called an ambulance.
An ambulance, huh?
An ambulance.
Wow. I would get scared. I wouldn't call it an ambulance.
Well, I called an ambulance. Oh. Then they tested her. They said that she's dehydrated and exhausted. And went to the bathroom, fainted, hit her head, got a concussion. I called an ambulance again.
Sure wasn't a cumcussion?
Come on.
Chad. I'm just saying it for her boyfriend's sake.
Come on, Chad.
Paul.
Paul, you lose.
Oh, he's so mad at me. I'm going to get so beat
I gave
up.
Your girlfriend a cumcussion.
I like getting beat up. I don't care.
You like getting beat up?
I don't like it, but I'll deal with it.
Wow. You've dealt with it a while, man. It's your been your job. You beat yourself up.
That, like when I went to the hospital for the bat over the head, I was like arguing with the guy. I kept ripping the neck brace off. I'm like, it's not my neck that hurts. My fucking head. My head got hit with a baseball bat. My neck has nothing to do with it. You take that off one more time, you're gonna get stun gunned. I'm like, bring it the fuck on. I'm on Jackass.
Stun gun you.
You
just got hit in the
had
head.
That before?
That's a good
stun
idea.
Stun gun the shit out of me, you fucking moron.
Stun gun the guy who just got hit in the head with a bat. The neck brace is going to help. The stun gun will as well, I guess. Right?
They were like all like trying to like calm me down. I hate when people tell me to calm me down. Yo, Ben, relax. No, I'm not going to relax. It pisses me off.
You said that with conviction.
Let's play Bloodhound Gang.
Which, 15?
Yeah, 15. It's a German Berlin song.
The band Berlin?
Dayotzen.
Oh, because Evil Jared lives
Let's
there.
Do it live.
Okay. Evil Jared lives there, yeah?
Let's do it live.
Okay, here we go. Radio Bam, XM52 series, Faction 28.
Yeah, man.
Dayotzen, Jimmy Pop. sit in this one out, so rocking is your option. I know those creeps that make whack beats on their laptops are pissed, but you can stop pretending you're too cool to dance to this. Don't get the amplifiers, turn the heat up to 11. Let the sweat drip as bitches stripping rain panties from heaven. This party's a Toyota, cause we don't know when it's stopping. So dance like MC Hammer if he had a drinking problem. Disco Pogo, Oxen logo, Oxen style is Disco Pogo. Disco Pogo, Oxen sing, Oxen party ding-a-ling. Disco Pogo. Disco Pogo.
Faction 52 XM. Chad Eigensburg, CKY, Red Mohawk, Jeff, Tim White here, the anchor from Australia, and
P-Dog.
Her ex-boyfriend really hates me, and P-Dog.
Do you think he's going to like you?
Well, I don't blame him, but
I mean, really.
It just makes him look even more pathetic calling my phone.
It sounds pathetic.
Telling me how bad I suck.
Have you seen photos?
I would say I don't suck so bad, his girlfriend's with me.
You haven't called him once.
No. I ordered a pepperoni pizza off him.
Have you called him, Bianca?
He gave me like a novel of arguments saying like, you're a fucking piece of shit. You're, what kind of dude steals somebody's girlfriend? But like, he fucked a whole bunch of girls because he's a professional boxer, so everybody knows who he is in Australia.
Cool.
So like, yeah, well, cool, yeah. So like, he fucked a bunch of girls, whatever.
Right.
So like, I fly to Amsterdam, and he's like, how the fuck did you even get there? You know, and he did all this research and saw that I have all these premieres in Europe. So he knew that she was with me.
That's all it takes for a guy
so
to
now
like his girl. I get all like another guy to fuck
like
her better.
That. Yeah, I guess. I know.
You know?
What a homo.
So that doesn't scare you away from Australia, though, does it?
Oh. It kind of does.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm going to get beat up.
Wow, nah, you come with your fucking boys,
like,
yo.
Four times.
Well, he is a featherweight. I don't know.
Featherweight.
He still can probably beat
super
up.
No.
Has somebody from Australia ever
I'll try my best.
Into, like,
I just don't want to sneak up from behind or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Bring it on.
Well, no more baseball bets.
There's no more baseball bets.
You could hire me as your security. I like fighting.
Yeah. You like fighting?
I love fighting. I fucking love it. I really do.
All right, you're coming to Australia next time.
Production sprayed fucking clear coat on somebody's face and lit it on fire.
Yeah, in Philly, yeah, I was painting. Somebody tried to start a fight, and I just, like, pulled out a lighter and sprayed spray paint, lighting it on fire directly at the kid's
face.
He
sprayed a ball of fucking fire
flame
in somebody's face.
At his fucking face at Second and Market. It was hilarious.
At Second and Market.
Yeah.
On the street.
On the street, I was painting pictures, and he, like, came over all smashed drunk. Like, come on, dude. Beat you up in your fucking Aldo $120 shoes, you loser.
Hey, that's Louie.
Yeah. I got,
tried to get him.
Chinese sneakers.
Tried to get him for $40.
I got $150 Nikes.
You spray paint them white to keep them clean.
No, that's my Adidas. But I will. I'm an artist. That's what I do.
So that's that for this year's Radio Bam.
Are we signing off?
Sure, sure.
All right. Well, later, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, have a happy fucking New Year.
Yeah, you too.
Hey.
You guys better thank Christine again.
No. Oh, thanks for the... Yeah.
for the car.
Michigan, Christine, thank you.
Pudo, keep your head up.
Yeah, thanks all the fucking fans of Radio Bam and fans of CKY and everything that everybody around us has done. Rock and roll, we'll talk to you next year. Radio Bam.
Next year is 1 week from now.
Well, what the fuck ever. I love saying it.
I'll freestyle, though.
You're simple.
All right, kick ass, motherfucker.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.